Hi, everyone. Welcome to Angel Answers with the awesome, multi-gifted Angelic Amy, and I am Stella. Today, we would like to enlighten you to the difference between a psychic reading versus an angel reading. And we're also going to touch on timing and what you can expect from a reading from one of us. Welcome, Amy. How are you today?
I'm doing okay, Stella. How you doing, girlfriend?
I'm just excited. You know, every Monday I just get a high here.
I know. I always pray before I get on. You know, okay, angels be with me. And I feel Archangel Michael around today, so he's got
his
sword.
Yes, I did too.
Yeah, you know, because there's been some negativity hitting, you know, different people here. So we're just going to, you know, yep, my candle's going nuts. Like, yep, I'm around. So, yeah, so Stella, thank you for opening the show. If anyone hasn't caught last week's announcement, that Stella is now an official co-host. So she's going to be opening the show sometimes, maybe doing the show, if need be. If I'm, you know, so we're going to be backing up each other. And we have some great, a lot of changes coming in the next couple of weeks, which we're going to make an official announcement on the show in the next 2 weeks. Right now, we're in like a transitionary period, though. So if you have any questions, I'm going to give you the email, angelicamy35@gmail.com. And you can also look at bbsradio.com under Angel Answers, my profile, and you can contact me through there. And we're going to be adding Stella's information pretty soon once we get her going. So, Stella, how are you doing in Texas? I mean, it's been mild here in western New York. It's like almost 50 today. It's like, okay, it's January 9th, and what's going on here?
I know. It's been in the 60s here, but last night it started raining, and it's nasty today in like 50. And, of course, old Jake, he gets soaking wet, you know, going in and out. But other than that, we're just fine. It's supposed to get down real cold, though, tomorrow and the next day, and then go back up again, but that's the Texas weather, you know?
Yeah, well, I'm in western New York, and 50 degrees on January 9th is unusual. I mean, you know, I'm sure there's a lot of shifts and changes as we get into the global.
Yes, I have a friend in Canada, and she said that it was, yesterday, it was like minus 9, and I went, oh my gosh, she said, it's usually minus 20 or so. So she said, yeah, that's what she said. She said, we've got a heat wave because it's usually a whole lot colder.
Well, I have a few announcements before. We'll be taking calls about halfway into the show, like 20, 25 minutes. For those in U.S. and Canada, it's 1-888-627-6008. And outside the continental U.S. and Canada, it's area code 530-413-4522. Now, Stella, the reason why we wanted to talk about this topic is because, you know, we're kind of doing this radio show. I'm sorry, Chester wants to say hello. And we're doing...
he knows I'm here.
Yes, he knows. Yeah, I know. He likes to talk. We like to just announce that we have, you know, the topics and that, but we wanted to really do this show because of, you know, what you can expect from a psychic reading. A lot of people call a psychic asking, you know, questions like about their love relationships, finances, career choices, and on the rare occasion, the spiritual path that people are on. They like to know what their life purpose is, and that's a hard one to kind of talk about because people usually have a passion, and that's what I tell people to look at is what they love doing. Follow your bliss. I love that saying, follow your bliss. So we're going to talk about different examples, you know, what a psychic reading is. Stella, you want to start off? How do you do your readings? I mean, what do you use? You use the tarot, correct?
I use the tarot, but I don't know one card from the other. I get messages from them. And also, I meditate, like, in between readings and just be quiet, you know, like, still myself and that. And before I start, which I keep going anyway, it's like a white candle, you know, to summon in the angels around me and around my area where I'm working. And I just ask for the highest good messages for everybody, and also to calm the ones that, you know, like don't really want to listen, that have like chips on their shoulders, or that have had like a bad, like called somebody 10 minutes ago and had like a real negative reading and was and are real upset, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The angels, we have to tell the truth, and I try to deliver it, you know, in a kind way. And also, I always see another path. If the path that you're wanting to go down, whether it's career, whether it's relationship, whether it's what you're doing, like, for yourself or anything, it's like, if that's not the right path that I see you're going, the angels always show me the path that you need to take. It's not necessarily that you will take it, but I have to tell you about it. And also, like, they're always wanting to know about timing and like, does he love me? Does he this or does she this or that? And, you know, we do not read minds. And lots of times, you know, like, they'll leave comments that, you know, they didn't get, like, a lot of in-depth answers and stuff. But, you know, sometimes it's not the right time when you call to ask us. And sometimes, you know, the information the angels want you to have is not going to be in-depth because you're going to see that you have another choice or else he or she has some things going on that they have to get out of the way. And because I'm concentrating on you, I'm not going to pick up what is going on with him or her. I'm just picking up on, I'm just concentrating 100% on you, what is coming for you, and what is best for you.
Mm-hmm.
And I like to have a subject or a question, and then I appreciate it, like when they just listen and let me talk. And then when I'm finished, I'll ask them if they have any questions or if I've answered them all, because I have a lot of people, you know, that you start talking and telling them, then they interrupt you with 14 other questions, and you can't. There's no way you can concentrate or no way you can pick up anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I try to explain that. I go, you know, you have to be still and listen to what I'm telling you, and then if you don't agree or whatever, you know, then we can talk about it. But timing is just, like, nearly impossible. The only time that I tell anybody timing when they don't ask is if the angels tell me. If the angels tell me a time, then I pass it on. Otherwise,
right.
If they ask me a time, I tell them, well, the cards are falling here, so this is the time the cards are telling me. Not necessarily the angels or God or anybody, but the cards are falling here, so I don't feel like it's that far out, or I do feel like it's that far out.
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty much how I do it, Amy.
Mm-hmm. Well, I do different kinds of readings. I'm, first of all, a psychic medium, so if anything's coming to me from the spirit realm, I will do that, you know, if that's requested. Sometimes it depends on what they want to ask me. My readings, I always pray before I get on the line. I use my integrated energy therapy. There's a technique that I use to channel in the angelic energy. My candle keeps going crazy when I ask that. I just channel that way. And what I do is I use the tarot, but I know you use intuitive tarot, and so do I, because sometimes I'll just get impressions off the cards. But sometimes I don't need the cards. I don't need the tarot cards. Whatever comes to me or through me, I have a spirit guide. His name is Jeremiel. It's not Jeremy, it's Jeremiel. He's of God. He came to me beginning part of 2011. He's a very strong guide. He's very British, so sometimes I will have British sayings thrown at me, and that's, you know, that Jeremiel is coming forth. He's a very straightforward guide. And yes, sometimes I get timing, and sometimes I don't. I'll get numbers. That's all they show me, numbers. I'll say 2 days, 2 weeks, 2 months. I don't go 2 years because I don't go out that far. I only go out as far as they want to show me, and that's usually within about 9 months to a year. I don't play games in my readings. I tell you straight out what I see. Sometimes it's not pleasant news. Women will call me up, for example, maybe they suspect their guy is cheating. I'm a little uncomfortable with those questions, but I'll just say to them, you're suspicious yourself. You must have your intuition. You must follow your own gut. Things like that. I don't like to tread in those waters. I also feel that when we're talking to other advisors, and it's okay for you to have 2-3 trusted advisors that you've gone to. There's some people that go to so many different advisors, and they call us up, and they want to do the comparison thing. Well, you know, so-and-so told me this, or so-and-so told me that. And I like what Stella does. You do the cancel, I don't want to hear it, this is what I get, right? You say
yes.
That, right, Stella?
Yes.
I had a situation a while back. This client came to me and actually wanted, would say to me, well, they had gone to a very high, there's a couple advisors I really revere, I hold them in high regard, and this person had gone to this, advisor, and then this person tried to play us off each other. I didn't like that. And then after that happens, what my guy does is he'll shut me down. And even if this person tried to call me now or contact me, I cannot read for these people, because what happens is it's like you're using one psychic against another, and that's not right. So I was shut down from that person. And needless to say, I can't even read for that person now. I thought I could at one point, and my guide shuts me down, because when people play games with you or try to intimidate you or play one against the other, it's not right. Because there's plenty enough for every advisor. There's different advisors pick up different things. Some people are clairaudient, they hear spirit, and others clairvoyant, they see things. I have all the clairies, I feel things. Stella has different gifts. We all have different gifts to participate here. We don't have to keep going from one end to another and try to intimidate them or use intimidation or, she said this about you or that, and that's not right. And I just, we will not let, if you go to another advisor, that's great, but that's their opinion or what they're seeing, and maybe I'm being shown something a little bit different, but maybe it's the same outcome. Sometimes people get different details. I don't know. What do you think, Stella?
Absolutely, Amy, because if I called you today for a reading on a specific subject that was really coming up or something that was real important to me, and I just wanted you to take a quick look, you would only be able to give me the information that is going to be up like the next couple of days or something. And then if I wait like 3 or 4 days and then I decide to call somebody else, they're going to be able to look further down the road, because obviously if I'm going to call somebody else, like if I couldn't get a hold of you, for instance, like some of my people can't get a hold of me, they'll try somebody else, then something has transpired during this period of 4 days. So the person they call, if they're truly gifted, they're going to be able to tell them a little bit more, maybe give them a little bit more detail, or maybe see where the wind has shifted a little bit. So they're going to think, I got a different answer. Well, of course you're going to get a different answer. The longer you let time pass between something, and that's why I tell my people, please wait until something I've told you transpires. It doesn't matter if it's a little thing or if it's something big I've told you. Then call me back and I'll be able to see further down the road. But right now, especially if they're not happy, like they want the whole complete picture, like they met a guy yesterday and they want to know if they're going to marry him, something like that, I go, we just have to see if the relationship takes off. Because 3 months down the road, 3 days down the road, 3 weeks down the road, you may not even want this guy. You may find out that he smokes and you just absolutely can't stand that. Or he has a gambling habit. Or he has a drinking habit. Or he doesn't, bathe every day. Who knows, And you're thinking, I can't go here, And you break up with him, and then I'm going to tell you, oh, yeah, he's perfect, and you're going to marry him. Then you're going to say, what was she smoking,
Right, exactly. Yeah, And when we're doing readings and that, I mean, if you just met a guy and I can only see you have good compatibility at this moment, you still have to get to know each other. If you just had a date with him Saturday night and you call me today, well, you asking me if you're marrying him, you got potential there, but you got to get to know him. It's not like you can, you know, everybody has free will. And, you know, the angels, you know, will only show me the path that they are going to show me. We're not gods here. I mean, we're not gods. We are not God. I don't want the job. I don't think Stella wants the job either. I
think
that, no, I don't want to be the almighty down there with my sword. I don't want to go there. I don't want
my tail shaking with webbed feet, you know?
You know, yeah, you just don't want to go on good or evil. You know, and it comes to the point where we as advisors, we do our best with what we have at the time. You know, sometimes we have bad days, too. We're human. Don't forget, we may have a little bit more extrasensory perception there, but we have bad days. And we're not perfect. We are who we are.
We're not supposed to pick up information.
Oh, let's talk about that. Let's talk about when we're not connecting. I touched on it just a few minutes ago. What are some reasons why we can't connect to you as a, you know, as a psychic, you know, to a client? There's a couple different things. I've noticed that if you're getting too many readings, you could become what I call psychic junkie. You're calling everybody on the lines and getting bankrupt and your house is in foreclosure and all that, which is your choice. I agree with, you know, that's your choice. But I can't pick up anything on you. That's because you've gotten the mud, you know, the pond water is muddy, or the snowstorm, you can't see outside the window. You know, when there's a snowstorm, you can't see across the street. It's because it's cloudy. And right away, my guide will say, nope, can't read for them. Okay, and I will not read for you. I am not going to make up some line of crap that, you know, oh, yeah, this is all wonderful. I'm not going there. Because I, you know, Stella and I, you know, if we can't read for you, that's our karma. That's not, you know, anybody else's. If I'm going to lie to you, that's my karma or her karma. I'm the one, I'll say to them in the first minute, and people get offended when I do that, but you know what? I'm not going to take your money if I can't read for you. I'm providing a service, and you're coming to me for help. If I can't provide that service to you, I'm not going to do it. I don't know about you, Stella.
That's exactly the way I feel, too. And a lot of people say, you know, like, I don't feel like we had a connection, like, even after they stay on the line with me or whatever. And it's not that we didn't have a connection, because I'll tell you if we don't have a connection. It's just that I wasn't, either you weren't open, or I wasn't, or I was told all the information that I was supposed to give you at that time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not like an encyclopedia that's filled with a million adjectives, and I'm just going to give you all the, you know, well, you know, he's round, and he's fluffy, and he's happy, and he's got blonde hair and blah, 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 you know?
Are you describing Chester? No, I'm just kidding.
Probably, because Chester loves me. He talks when I call.
Oh, yes. But anyway, yeah, we're not here to, we're not, like I said, we're not gods. They only show us what they want to show us. And maybe we're becoming a little, I'm a little passionate about this because I want to educate you guys on the audience. I want to educate you because we're not, you know, here the bringers, like people who do these spells too. And it burns me up when they'll say, oh, yes, yeah, so-and-so, I was conned out of $2,500 because this person committed, you know, did a spell for to bring my lover back. And that's not how we work either. Stella and I do not do spells. We know candle magic. I do. Stella does a little bit, too. And we'll tell you how to do it because you're your best own witch.
That's right. You have to perform the act. But I'm going to tell you right now that remember, when you try to wish something really evil or hurtful or whatever on somebody or be vindictive, it's going to be like a snow blizzard hit you, and I'm going to be basking in the sunshine.
Yeah, tenfold.
So, yes, so don't, you know, it's okay to, like a pink candle for love,
mm-hmm.
but don't light it with the intention that you want Jerry, that's going to bring him to you against his will, because it won't.
Mm-hmm.
You have to light it so that love comes to you, and it's for your highest good, and it's the right person.
Mm-hmm.
Or okay. Like when you light a green candle, you know, you can't light a green candle for money. You can light it for money, but you can't light it for greed. You can't
right.
say, I want $1 million dumped at my door tomorrow. You know, you can light it for money so that you live comfortably and you can have what you need and have a little extra. But when you get greedy or you get selfish or you get vindictive or you have hateful thoughts towards somebody or you accuse someone of something that they didn't do and you don't even know the person's character because you don't even know the person, it's going to come back on you. It's going to hit you, you know, and it may not be today or tomorrow, but it will hit you.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's like the wrath of God. It's something to fear, I'm telling you.
Mm-hmm.
But we're just here to tell you if we have something that you're not wanting to hear that is a no, then I try to deliver it in a gentle way. And just because it's no today doesn't mean that 6 months, 6 days, 6 years down the road, it couldn't turn around. Nothing is in stone. You know, it's because you're going to be making your own road. You're going to be having your own turns and curves in your road, your own hills and valleys, and it's up to you what you do, you know. And maybe something like if it's a relationship, maybe he is getting out of a divorce. Maybe he has gotten out of a divorce. Maybe he has lost a parent. Maybe he has been treated ill, like as a toddler or a youngster, and he doesn't trust women. But down the road, he may be overwhelmed because he hasn't had the kind of feelings for anybody like he's feeling for you, and it's scaring the heck out of him. Or he's trying to get more money in the bank because, you know, some men think they have to have money to build a house and this and this and this before they can even think about marriage or dating or whatever. So you don't know his agenda. You don't know her agenda. And so just because I don't see Johnny or Gail or Sue or Mike right now doesn't mean that down the road they won't. So I always tell everybody, try to be their friend. Take it 1 minute, one day at a time. Just be polite, be kind when you're in their company or you see them. Make a positive impression on them because when they get ready, the chemistry is there or you wouldn't be attracted to them. They will come around. You know, so just because it's no, that doesn't mean it's written in stone like the Ten Commandments that it's no.
Right. Exactly. And, you know, even sometimes you're meant to meet somebody better. And that's what happens. Sometimes this person goes away out of your energy. And, you know, you're like, you're crying over them. And then all of a sudden you meet someone a lot better. I mean, it happens all the time. And then you're glad, you know, that song from Garth Brooks, Thank God for Unanswered Prayers.
Absolutely.
And that's another thing, too. And we are dealing with you with a client, I feel that I pray that I give you the highest and best good information. Sometimes I get messages that may not mean anything to you at the moment, but write it down. It may strike you down a couple of weeks or whatever. I've had that people come back to me, you know, you told me this and I thought you were off your nut, your crap, you know, and I'm like, yeah, what, you know, and then they, yeah, you were right about that. So sometimes I get messages that may not mean anything to you at this moment, but it will down the road. I tell my clients, write it down, because writing it down helps. And don't be calling advisors every day, okay? That's another thing. It hasn't changed from yesterday or the day before. The more you keep asking when, the universe is going to say, well, not today, not next month.
Well, not only that, but I tell them that they make, like, you're concentrating on it so much, it's like the message is like out in the middle of the ocean and it's just treading water and it can't move.
Mm-hmm.
You have to know the information that we give you And then you have to, like I said before, you have to tuck it under like you make believe you have a little baseball cap on your head. You put all the words under the baseball cap, and they will, I promise you, trickle out at the proper time. And when all the words have trickled out or about a subject that you've asked me about or whatever, then it's time to call again.
All right. Exactly. We'll be taking a break in a few minutes. I'm going to announce some phone numbers here. So after the break, we'll be talking about angel readings and doing messages for those who want to call in. The number is 1-888-627-6008, and that's for the U.S. and Canada. And outside the U.S. and Canada, it's 530-413-4522. And so, you know, we're covering a lot of information here, but like I said, we want, when you're reading with us, when you come to us for a reading, we want you to be prepared for what how Stella and I read. We have very different styles, but we'll give you the information. Okay, Stella, I think we'll be right back. Welcome back to Angel Answers with Stella and Amy. We had the first half of the show. We talked about psychic greetings. We touched on mediumship and what you and how Stella and I read. Second half, we're going to be taking calls. And once again, the phone numbers for U.S. and Canada is 1-888-627-6008. And then outside the U.S. and Canada is area code 530-413-4522. So, Stella, we want to talk about... You've been using the angel cards yourself, but I've done them a little longer than you. I use them on an angel deck that I get messages. That's what I use for our callers. Now the angelic messages are a little different for me. They're a higher vibration. I have to really listen. Sometimes that's why I'll tell Stella, because she's a Leo, so she's out there doing her cards, you know. She never knows what I'm gonna say. Stella, you're on. Because sometimes I'll get a message right away, and then I'll say something. But other than that, I have the angel cards here. So, Stella, you are doing angel readings, too. How have you felt? Have you felt a different vibratory, matter than your regular readings? I mean, working with the angels?
I do. When I choose an angel card for somebody,
mm-hmm.
it's like... It's just emphatic, it's truth, it's in stone. I can't explain the word that I feel. When I pick up the card, I feel a tremendous amount of warmth, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I know that it's the message that they're supposed to have for their highest good, and or to calm their fears, or to let them know that, yes, they're on the right path, or the message that they receive is the exact message that I'm telling them, you know, that the angels are confirming. So there's confirmation sometimes. Sometimes there's enlightenment. Sometimes there's, you know, to calm you. Sometimes it's like to make you excited. Like if you're down a little bit and you think something's not going to happen, it gives you confidence. I mean, there's all kinds of reasons why for the card that I'm led to choose for you.
Mm-hmm. And that's what sometimes I'll choose. I'll get a message, and I'll feel the message. It's not necessarily, I'm not reading from a book. I'm not doing any of that. I feel things through the angels. I'm more clairsentient and more empathic than I usually am. I hear them very, very, they have a very low voice. They talk
yes.
like almost little children. And when I hear them, I'm like, okay. And the messages are pretty straightforward. Now, don't forget, the angels do not have free will as humans do. So they just tell us what they see. They're not going to tell us, they're going to be just pretty straightforward with their messages. And sometimes you're like, okay, that's pretty straightforward. But it's not that they're mean. They're very loving, though, when they come across, too, with their messages, at least for me.
Yes.
And it's, you know, it's a
wonderful
thing.
They're very gentle souls.
Yes, they are. They're very gentle.
They're
very
almost
gentle.
Like you're definitely, like, when I get a message from them, a lot of times it's like I feel like I'm sitting on a cloud across from them, you know? I mean, I feel like the softness, like cotton, you know?
Mm-hmm.
coming from them, and the but at the same time, I feel the strength. If that makes sense.
Yes, it does. It's a because sometimes when you're vulnerable, you're really strong because you're showing who you really are, and vice, you know, it's different things that we're not going to go into this week. But yes, my angels are saying yes. And we also wanted to touch on, I do oracle readings myself. I took a course from Denise Lynn. She's a wonderful lady. I'm hoping to get out to California and take some more of her courses. The oracle course is more for you personally, okay? They're very in-depth. They're a different energy. There's like that inner oracle. An oracle is someone that people used to come to and like they were not like seers, but oracles were like higher vibration. And I do those readings as well. Not too often. I do like doing them. But I do them as well. So that's some of the services that I've taken some courses. And the more attunements and the more things that, you know, Stella and I have done is better off, is going to benefit the client. Stella and I have done a lot of work on, you know, on our personal stuff. So we know where you're coming from when you're calling us, too. First of all, I feel you were led to me for some reason, or you were led to Stella, and maybe we do have a message for you. And there's no accidents in the universe. There's no accidents. There's only
That's right. No coincidences either.
Right, right. No, it's called, you know, Carl Jung talked about synchronicity, or Chris and I argue about that, how we see that. But, you know, oracle cards, tarot cards, spirit guides, angels, they all go down the same path. They all go down to the Creator. So,
and they're tools and instruments that we are led, that we're supposed to use, you know? We're led. I was led to the tarot.
Mm-hmm.
And the angels have always been around me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Everybody reincarnates with actually three guardian angels. And because when we're young, we, of course, are not the most graceful little creatures, you know, running around, driving our parents crazy, our mothers, you know, our babysitter, whoever. And we do tumble. But as we get older, then we get the two guardian angels. So that one that we had, extra one as a child for, you know, safety reasons that are taken away. But we have guardian angels, we have archangels. In fact, next month is going to be Archangel Chamuel. That's the angel of love and relationships. What are we talking about? I get a him. But you may get a her. I don't know, Stella. You know, that's left to conjecture.
So. I'm getting a male.
Yeah, I am, too. I got
yeah.
him.
Yeah.
I'm getting a him. But it's funny how we have different interpretations, but we all lead down on the same path. I love it when people will call me and say, well, so-and-so said this. First of all, I don't want to hear what so-and-so said, because this is you're calling me for a reading, or you're calling Stella for a reading. Maybe we see the same outcome, but we see it a different way. So it's all left to conjecture, too. It's what we're being shown. Sometimes
and we don't want that out in the universe, what somebody else told you, either, because sometimes it blocks us from seeing something else or something in addition to or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And, you know, the angels, my guides, I mean, they'll come forward. I just found out my guy Jeremy said to me the other day, I said, how come you're not coming around? He goes, well, you don't ask me. You don't tell me you need me. Okay. So now I just call him in. There he is.
Right.
I'm learning things new every day.
I know. Yeah, that's what they always say, you know, call upon us. But sometimes we forget to do that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we do. So we're ready to take calls. Our angels are ready. They're clapping their hands together. They're rubbing their hands together. They would like to give you some messages. I know before the show, sometimes I'll pull a card for Stella and I, and we receive blessings. So we are blessed being of service to you. We're blessed to be of servants to God and the universe and the angels, and that we are messengers. We are not somebody that, you know, both of us are not here for greed, for ego, any self-indulgent matters. We're here to help people. We're not here because we're out for the almighty dollar. It's nice to have. We got to live here, but We don't.
But that's not our focal point.
That's not our main objective by any means. And so it's really, some readers, some self-examination sometimes needs to take place, because sometimes your ego can get in the way instead of your heart, you know. So I thought that that was interesting, because Jeremy was saying, remember, be pure of heart. I'm like, okay, dude, whatever. No, but he's right. Being pure of heart. And like I said, Stella and I have some exciting things coming up. We'll be making an announcement in the show in a couple weeks. But if you want to reach Stella or I right now, we're going to be using the angelicamy35@gmail.com address. And we'll give you more information on that. And so, Stella, it feels like to me that you are really growing in your spirituality as well, and growing in your gifts, because I know you told me that you've had headaches.
Oh, gosh. Yes, I did. And also, lots of times, like 1-2 o'clock in the morning, or even 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, it's like I get messages, you know, and I turn the light on and I quickly write them down and everything, and sometimes they don't even make sense to me until like the next morning or the next day, or like when you and I are talking, you know, or something, then I go, oh, this is what, you know, I got or whatever. And Amy knows how, you know, I'll just blip her out an email sometimes. I just got this. So,
yeah,
yes.
And I'll be like, okay.
No, I'm learning to really, like, be in tune, pay attention, and just because I'm just here to serve humanity, that's what I want to do. I want to make your road smoother and try to give you insight that is for your highest good. Mm-hmm. And also keep it in light with, you know, like I always say, like, what would Jesus do? And I feel like when you do that, you can't go wrong.
Right. Exactly. And sometimes when we're giving messages to, sometimes the message, how could I put this? Sometimes it's, I have to really, sometimes my guy can be very blunt, and it's about delivery. And I'm like, oh, no, Jeremy, you don't want me to say that to you? And he goes, yeah, I do. I'm like, no, I don't. Because sometimes I feel like, sorry for these poor women that call us up, and this guy is, he's so into himself, let's say. And you're like, okay, what do I do here? How do I put this to this poor woman? You know, I had to put it to a lady a couple weeks ago. She was in my feedback on one of the sites. And I said, he's selfish. And she goes, tell me something I don't know. I'm like, okay. It's hard for me sometimes to give the messages. It really is, because sometimes you're not seeing that this person is of their highest and best good. And like I said, somebody new can usually come in. And usually that person's a lot better than what you left. And then you're like, why was I going out with a Jack there? He was an idiot, you know? And you're like, yeah, I know. But you have to learn on your own. Everybody is on their own path, too. And that's sometimes what I just tell people what I need for them to know at that time. And then I'll say, why didn't you tell me this? Because I wasn't shown it, first of all. And second of all, this is your path. Sometimes you have a lesson in it. Everybody, there's nobody's deprived of the lessons around you. You could be the administrator of the lesson or the recipient of the lesson. It doesn't matter. Or you could be the observer of the lesson. Everybody's life is a witness to the magnificence of all of us around here in this world. So the lessons are, maybe Jacqueline is going through some, I don't know, job issues. Okay, well, you know, we as readers, we can help you with that, because I was in the work world, she was, but my life, my example, or my experience, or Stella's experiences, too, sometimes play out in our readings. Don't you find that to be true, Stella?
Yes.
Me on two.
Okay, thank you. We have a caller. Hello?
Yes, hi.
Hi, who am I speaking with?
This is Lee.
Hi, Lee. How you doing?
Good. I got just a tad bit of feedback on my phone, so I hope everything sounds okay on your end.
It does. Sweetheart, what can we do for you today? Thank you for calling.
Well, I would very much appreciate an angel card reading.
Sure, sure, sure. Any particular area you want to focus on, sweetheart?
No.
Okay. Yeah. I'll pull a card. And Stella, do you want to start with Leah? I got a couple messages actually coming through.
Cool.
Okay, what I'm picking up here is clear your space, you know? Like, get rid of clutter, clear the energy around you, and get ready for, like, new beginnings. Because I feel like there's new beginnings coming for you, and I'm seeing that, like, right at the tippy toe of spring.
Mm-hmm.
I'm seeing crocuses coming up through the snow, Lee.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And also, like, getting rid of the clutter and everything can be getting rid of a lot of the negative, because I'm seeing where you need to beware of quarrels. You know, don't argue with anybody. Don't let them press your button is what I'm getting. And
okay.
It's like the angels are blowing their horns around your health, so the stress is going to be gone. And whatever you're a little bit anxious about or whatever, just let it go because you're fine.
Oh,
and I'm seeing
wonderful.
Also where you have the prize in your lap with what you want, and you're not hanging by a thread here at all, like around money. And, you know, have you had a dream or, like, have been visualizing, like, more money or whatever? Because I'm telling you, I'm seeing it floating around you. I'm seeing all the coins just, like, floating around you.
Oh, well, I haven't had any dreams that I recall, but I do love to travel and do things. Wonderful.
Yeah, they still may be coming, because this is like, it could be the next couple of weeks. You know, where the cards fall, where these cards are falling, it can be like past or present, you know, like, or past or future, I'm sorry. But I'm seeing happiness coming. God has you definitely in the palm of his hand. And the doves are around you where money's concerned. So I know 2011, you've been kind of a little bit stressed out and a little bit, you know, trying to make, you know, the penny like a little bit fatter here. But you're not going to have to do that this year, Lee.
Sweet. Well, gosh,
yeah,
that's just great news. I had a feeling that it was going to be, you know, personally speaking, a good year for me.
Right.
Uh-huh. But I didn't really know. You know,
I'm seeing surprises around relationship and everything else coming.
Yeah, I get miracles for you, Lee. Look for the miracles in your life. The more you look at the miracles, and I got financial too, and I'm getting April with that. I feel like trusting yourself too. Trust your own judgments, honey. Trust your intuition. Listen to it. It's going to lead you to the right path. But I see miracles around you, little miracles every day. That are going to make you say, hey, okay, this is going to be a good year. You're going to be in a new, I'm getting a three-year cycle here of financial, not windfall, because we don't predict that, but financially, you're going to be doing much better after April.
Wow.
And you're going to start noticing the dew glistening on like, the flowers are on leaves and everything else. You know how it just looks like crystals when you notice the glistening of the dew? And I feel like that's going to show you clarity. You're going to have clarity on everything.
Wow, I could sure use more of that.
Yes, but look for the miracles in your life. I'm hearing look for the little, be grateful for the little things around you, those little miracles. You'll see what I'm talking about by April, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Well, thank you very much. Gosh, I didn't expect to have such good news. I guess. I didn't expect bad news. I'm just saying it's just nice.
If there was another path that you were supposed to take and you weren't heading down, like maybe getting everything that the universe wants you to have, we would have certainly seen it and told you, honey. So don't sabotage anything. Just say, thank you, angels, thank you, God, and just go on your merry way and just know that this is going to be a special, special glistening year for you, because I'm seeing the dew.
Mm-hmm. but I'm seeing miracles.
And I'll be looking for the miracles.
Well,
right.
I got the miracle
wonderful.
Card with you. Yes.
Really?
Yeah, I got miracles.
Or
around.
That could mean I need a miracle.
Well, you're going to get it. Because sometimes we ask for them and we do get it. It's okay for us to ask for a miracle. People think, oh, that's selfish. No, it's not. God, give, show me a miracle. Show me a sign. And he will. And the angels will bring you that path, okay?
I want to say, you know, with me, I feel, all, I mean, I feel a lot of blessings in my life. I'm not rich by any stretch of the imagination. But, you know, I have enough and a little bit more. And, I, you know, it's hard when I look around and I see people struggling.
Right.
And, I mean, family and then extended. You know, it's just, it's hard. It's hard for a lot of people. And I want so badly to want to be able to be of financial assistance. But I know that, you know, everybody has their life course and you can't do work for people and you know, there's only so much you can do.
Right.
But I feel so much in my heart that I want to be able to just kickstart, you know, jumpstart some people.
Well, you could always, and perhaps you're being led to like a nonprofit to volunteer at, you know,
perhaps
to help people and that way, honey.
Yeah. Well, Lee, sweetheart, we have another caller, but you have a good day, and it was nice talking to you, and call in anytime, sweetheart. Okay?
Okay. Thank you again.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye-bye, honey. Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Who am I speaking with? Hi.
Hello, this is Brett. I called in last week. Is that okay?
That's fine.
Sure. Sure, Brett.
Yeah,
no
I,
problem,
I,
honey.
Yeah, I went ahead and see let somebody else call in first and then I call in.
Good humanitarian attitude.
Yeah.
I didn't want to hog all your time. But I wanted to clarify something that you told me last week and I know you told me about a business that I would be getting into with a partner, and we would get along like peanut butter and jelly.
Okay.
And I guess I wasn't thinking about this at all when you told me that, but I guess you were talking about my uncle's farms that I plan to take over.
Oh, okay.
What I tell people that whatever comes to mind, which is what the angels are putting in your mind, then that's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
So that's exactly what it is. And your uncle and you are like peanut butter and jelly, are you not?
Well, no, because me and my cousin, who's not his son, are probably going to be taken away. And that's why I thought after you told me that, I thought, you know, that me and my cousin Steve would be.
Would be taking it over?
What's that?
Would be taking over the farm?
Yeah.
Well,
his health is really poor right now, and I assume you see him making a transition here very soon.
Right. And your cousin and you are like the peanut butter and jelly, right?
Yeah, we're the ones that get along, you know, really well, yeah.
Okay, well, I knew that whoever you chose to run the farm with, that's the way it would be. And you'll be seeing eye to eye on everything. It's like you both have, you know, neither one of you have, like, tremendous egos, you know, where one wants to outdo the other or anything like that. It's like you will compromise and you will be real successful because I'm seeing all the machinery just humming along, Brett.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I knew that was coming up for me probably this spring, but I wasn't even, when you mentioned said business, I didn't even connect the term business and farms together, you know. Well, also you said that you saw a lot of money around me and I was going to be getting money in 2 days, but you know that, I guess the future always is in transition too. The future always changes. And I was wondering maybe you could redirect me on that, because it didn't exactly happen the way you thought it was. Not that
well, we don't know time like we were talking, you know, and lots of times it will, you will get it in a two, or it may be like a sum of a two, like 20,000 or 12 or 10, you know, like two numbers.
Right.
But it's going to come to you. If I told you that you have money coming, you've got money coming, and you just have to know that the angels are going to bring it at the proper time, dear.
Yeah, hopefully it'll just happen. I'd be really tickled if it just happened this month.
Okay. Focus on that.
Yeah. Does that sound good to you? Or I mean, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, go ahead.
Yeah, also, I had this building I wanted to buy in town, and I'm wondering, do you think I'll get the chance to buy it?
I'm seeing the truth revealed to you. I'm seeing where you're taking the middle of the road position on everything, and you're moving and pushing ahead, and it's like a brand new beginning here. Around that building... is it like an old building?
Well, it's not. It's not an old building that needs to be torn down.
But it's an old.
It is an older type building.
It's kind of like a. It looks kind of like a landmark there.
Well, it's an old grocery store that's been shut down a long time ago.
There you go.
But it's a good. It's in a very. High traffic location,
right?
And I've always had plans to. I've always wanted to buy it and open up a nightclub there, and also wanted to do. It's big enough that I could do a lot of other things too. Like,
well, I'm telling you to go for it. I'm seeing you starting a new business. You're starting a new journey, and I'm telling you that I'm getting confirmation around the big money card around you, dear.
Yeah,
okay, and also to focus your ideas and inspiration one thing at a time.
Right.
See, when you focus on too many things, my guide is saying yes, then it can be all scattered and discombobulated. Focus one thing at a time. Because the elephant, you know, you can't eat an elephant at once. One bite of the elephant at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that sounds like a strange thing, but it's true. Because you're like me. I have different ideas. I want to do so many different things. But keep it simple. One thing at a time. What you focus on will manifest. You have three major projects coming to you. I feel like the nightclub is one of them. You have the farm, that's another. And there's a third project here that's not going to be revealed to you until August. Keep a focus on one thing at a time, okay?
Okay. Well, thank you, guys. Believe me, When the money comes that you're talking about, I'm going to make sure you guys are the first ones to know, okay? Because
I want to do
you know, some readings with you.
You're going to be very, very successful with whatever you try to do, Brett. And be like the money, you know. It may not necessarily be a lump sum, but I feel like it is. You're going to be very, very successful.
Well, I'm 53 years old, and I haven't been very successful in the past.
No, we're canceling that. We're not even listening to that statement.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes, and you can reach us through my email address right now. We're getting Stella pretty soon, angelicamy35@gmail.com, and if you want to contact us for further information. Okay, Brett?
Yeah, I have your website. Thanks so much for your time, ladies.
You're welcome, honey. Take care.
You're welcome. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, I don't believe we have any more callers in queue. We're going to wrap up the show now, and we're going to just say, I hope this information helped you, and, you know, when you do go for a psychic reading or an angel reading or an oracle reading or a medium to a psychic medium or whatever, that you come with a clear mind, and don't be anxious about what we're going to tell you. Just be calm and still, because the calmer you are, the more information that's going to flow to Stella or an eye. Sometimes people come to us and they're like, oh, my God, what are you going to tell me? And you feel the knots in their stomach. It's like, I can't read you. Breathe. So, And so we hope that the show, you know, gave you some information, some help. Stella, do you have anything to add before we close the show?
Just, exactly. Just stay calm. And also, you know, the angels are following you down your trail, and just keep that thought in mind for, the, like, the this coming week, and we'll just see you on Monday.
We'll see you on Monday. Angel blessings. Bye now.